Again, you just make yourselves comfortable. Close over your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. I'd like you to visualize yourself in a meadow. It's a beautiful summer's day. This meadow hasn't been cut for a long time. Long grass in the meadow, and you can see dotted spots of color throughout the meadow where the wildflowers have grown through the grass. And walking on through that meadow, looking back, you can see the trail that you've left behind in the grass. And as you walk on, trailing your fingers through that grass, feeling the gentle touch of the grass as it goes through your fingers, you can see a white wall not too far away, with the sun sparkling off this wall and the red pan tiles along the top of the wall. And as you approach it, you can feel even more heat reflecting off the white of the wall. And walking along the side of that, there's an archway in the wall. And walking through the archway, you find yourself in a beautifully well-kept garden with short grass that's been cut with those stripes that you can see where someone has paid real attention to the way it's been cut. Walking across that grass, feeling the soft grass give way beneath your feet, and being aware of the cultivated flowers in the garden, the beautiful colours of the roses, and the scents that drifts across on this warm summer's day, and the honeysuckle growing along the wall. As you walk through the garden, you see an arbor with climbing plants growing up over it. Walking towards the arbor, you can see a wooden seat in there with very comfortable looking cushions on the seat. Sitting down in those cushions, feeling them give way underneath you and resting back into the cushion behind you. Feeling the softness of the cushions give way, just a very relaxing, peaceful place to be. And feeling the warmth of that sun on your face. Realizing you can move the warmth of that sun, that relaxing warmth around. Moving it towards the top of your head now. Feeling the warmth on the top of your head. And allowing it to flow down now over into your forehead. Easing the muscles of your forehead. And moving it to that gap, the space between your eyebrows, just feeling any tension completely ease away as you relax in the warmth, as it goes round to the small muscles surrounding your eyes. Maybe you're aware of some small movement of your eyes behind your closed eyelids. So warmth moves down your nose, being aware of your breath in and out through your nose, and maybe a slight difference in temperature as you breathe in and out. And onto the muscles of your cheeks now, flattening those muscles in your cheeks and around the muscles of your mouth, easing away any tension there and allowing your tongue to drop to the floor of your mouth and maybe having your teeth part slightly as the warmth eases the muscles around your jaw. Allowing it to flow down now to your throat, easing the muscles there and relaxing them, being aware of some small movements of those muscles as you swallow. And the warmth flows round now to the back of your neck, easing away all tension and relaxing that, being aware of how your head is situated on your neck and the weight of your head on your neck as your neck relaxes. And the warmth flows down into your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to drop slightly as the muscles there completely relax. And that warmth flows down into your upper arms and all the way down now into your forearms. And you can almost visualize holding that warmth in the palms of your hands as it then flows all the way to the tips of your fingers. Your arms completely relaxed, maybe feeling slightly heavy. as you remove that relaxing warmth and move it into your body, into your chest and abdomen, feeling the muscles move as you breathe in and out, and allowing that warmth to flow through to the large muscles of your back, just easing those away, completely relaxed, as you move the warmth into your hip area, and then into your thighs, to the tops of your thighs, allowing the warmth to course through to the backs of your thighs, the muscles completely relaxed as loose elastic bands. And as you move on down now into your calf muscles and your shins, and on now down to your heels, flowing all the way around to the soles of your feet and the tops of your feet, and all the way to the tips of your toes, your whole body completely relaxed as you lean back into those cushions, feeling the soft cushions give way underneath you, just relaxing in that arbor, smelling the scents, being aware of the bird noises in the garden, relaxing back in the warmth of the sun. Getting up now from the arbor and walking around the garden again, you can see an ornamental fountain towards one end of the garden. Beautiful looking fountain with metal sculpted in the shapes of leaves, with the water coming from the top, dripping down over these metal leaves until it falls into the pool below. Walking towards the fountain, just enjoying the noise of the water as it trickles into the pool below. And sitting on that wall of the fountain, just enjoying the sun on your face, and dipping one hand into the pool at the bottom of the fountain, feeling the cool water on your hand. Just sitting here relaxed, enjoying the birds, trickle of the fountain, the warmth of the summer's day, and the scents of this beautiful garden. And getting up now from your seat on the wall of the fountain, walking around the garden again, you can see that there is a woodland at one edge of the garden. Walking towards that woodland, you see that there's a large oak tree, a very ancient oak, separate from the rest of the trees. And walking towards that oak, walking around it, trailing your fingers on the bark, noticing the colours you may never have noticed before, noticing them for the first time, the greys and the greens in the bark, the roughness of some parts of the bark, in some areas where it's smooth, and some even where it's soft and furry, where moss has grown. And as you walk round, you notice a door handle. To your surprise, as you look closer, you can see that there's a door built into the trunk of this tree. Putting your hand on the handle and opening the door and walking through into the tree itself, is well lit in here. And you can see a staircase winding down inside the tree with a banister at the side. And in a moment, put your hand on that banister and walk down the spiraling staircase with a sense of intrigue and wonder. And with each step that you take, you can find yourself becoming deeper and deeper absorbed in deep relaxation. And you can find yourself going 1/10 deeper, absorbed into that relaxation, with each count I make, from 10 down to 1. And on the count of one, you find yourself at the bottom of those stairs and at a door. 10. Beginning to walk down those stairs, becoming deeper and more absorbed in deep relaxation. 9. Curious about what there will be through the door at the foot of these stairs. 8. Being aware of what each step feels like, and I wonder what you can see, hear and feel as you walk deeper and deeper. 7. Becoming more relaxed with each step you take. 6. Allowing relaxation to continue to spread comfortably through your mind and body as you listen to me counting down. 5. Halfway to the bottom now, yet still unable to clearly see the door down there. 4. Perhaps noticing a heaviness in your body as you relax even deeper. And 3. Almost at the bottom now. I wonder whether you can notice the door down there and what it looks like to you. 2. Stillness can begin to appear through your mind and body. And 1. Finding yourself facing a door to a land of peace and deep relaxation. And I don't know whether you might take 1, 2, or maybe even 3 relaxing breaths before you find yourself stepping through that door and discovering deep relaxation on the other side. Opening the door now and walking through the door. You're on a pathway through a woodland. Pathway that twists and turns through the trees. You marvel at the patterns shining on the path in front of you as the sun shines through the branches and leaves of the trees of the woodland. And following it on, wondering what's round each turn in the pathway, you come to a glade with a pool in the middle. There's a tree trunk just to the right height for you to sit on. And sitting down on the tree stump and looking out over the peaceful pool, gentle breeze on the other side, weaving the reeds backwards and forwards, and the bright metallic blue of dragonflies as they flit amongst the reeds. Now, as you watch, a kingfisher darts from its branch and into the pool, causing ripples as it comes back out of the pool and returns to its branch. And as those ripples widen, they grow less in height until they disappear, as most things do. The pool returns to its still, peaceful, mirror-like surface. Getting up from your tree stump and walking towards the edge of the pool, you look down into the surface of the water and see your face smiling back gently at you in this place of peace and tranquility. Going back to the pathway now and following it on, the trees start to thin out, and you can see a loch down there. Walking towards the loch, there's a wooden walkway around the edge, leading to a bridge on an island not far off the shore, with an old building on the island. As you walk along, you can also see a boathouse with a small boat moored there. Walking on to the bit where the boat is moored to and looking out over the loch, enjoying the purple colours of the mountains in the distance and the bright green of the islands in the loch and the tranquil way that a pair of swans are swimming across the loch, swimming towards one of the islands. The solitude and peace of this place, such a quiet, restful place to be. Walking back to the walkway, go towards the bridge, and walking on to the old humpback stone bridge and pausing at its summit and leaning on the edge of the bridge on the wall that surrounds it, looking down into the water, seeing the weeds wave in the bottom of the clear water underneath, and the occasional fish coming out from the weeds, keeping itself still in the water with gentle waving movements, and walking down off the bridge to the other side onto the island, towards the old building, walking up to the building, putting her hand on the metal handle of the doorway that's there, and opening the door, walking inside, and find yourself in a marble-floored hallway, with a short staircase down to a long corridor. Going towards the top of the staircase and putting your hand on the handrail, feeling the coolness of the marble around you, and walking down the five steps to the corridor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Finding yourself on a deep carpet that's on the bottom of the corridor, a wood-lined paneled column all the way along the corridor, and you can see doors set into this panelling. Walking along the deep carpet, feeling it give way underneath you, you come to the first door, and opening that door and walking inside, it's like a library in here. There's a desk in the middle with a chair at it, and a quill pen with an inkwell and a blotter. The walls are lined with red leather-covered books with gold writing on the spines. And walking along, trailing your fingers along these spines until you come to one with your name on it. And taking that book from the shelf, walking towards the desk, sitting down in the chair with the book on the desk and opening it, there's a blank page. And taking just a second or two to think of something you want to get rid of, something you want to remove. And dipping the quill pen into the inkwell and writing what you want to remove onto that blank page, a word or a phrase to describe it. And blotting it with the blotter, firmly closing the book on what you've written and returning the book to its place on the shelf, walking towards the door, going through the door and closing it firmly behind you, walking further along the corridor to the next door, opening this door. Again, it's a similar looking room with a desk and a chair, quill pen, inkwell, blotter on the desk, red leather bound books with gold writing on the spines. And again, trail your fingers as you walk into the room along those spines until you come to the one with your name on it. Taking it from the shelf, walking towards the desk and opening the book, the blank page, thinking of something you want to remove, something you want to get rid of, giving it a name or a phrase to describe it, dipping the quill pen into the inkwell, writing what you want to remove into that book, blotting the ink dry, firmly closing the book, getting up and putting it back in its place in the shelf, and walking towards the door and leaving the room, closing the door behind you. Walking on again to the next door, and opening that door, you find yourself in a similar room, but an older, more magnificent desk in this room, with a very comfortable-looking captain's chair behind the desk. And the books are bound in green leather this time, with the same gold writing on the spines as the others. And walking along, trailing your fingers along the spines of those books till you come to one with your name on it. And lifting that book out, feeling the green leather in your fingers, walking towards the desk and opening it, blank page, and thinking of something you would like to happen or something you would like to achieve, giving it a name or a short phrase to describe it, and dipping your pen in the inkwell and writing what you would like to achieve or what you would like to happen, something you can do and something about, writing on the blank page and blotting it, leaving the book open there where you can return to that book, walking to the door into the room, into the corridor, leaving that door open behind you, knowing you can return here if you wish. Walking on down the corridor again, there's another door, a last door in the corridor on the side. And opening this door and walking in, it's a different room, very comfortable looking room. And you can see watercolors on the walls and beautiful colors reflected on the floor of this room. And there's a huge stained glass window with a beautiful landscape made out of the stained glass. And as the sun shines through it, it leaves these bright, cheerful colors on the floor. And looking at the watercolors, you can see the watercolors of the places you've been. The meadow with the white wall and the archway. The beautiful garden. The old oak tree. The glade and the woodland. And the building on the island with the rustic bridge over to it and the loch there. There's a very comfortable chair in this room, an old leather armchair with very soft leather, facing a fireplace with a small log fire burning in it. Walking towards the armchair and resting your hands on the back, feeling that soft old leather give way beneath your fingers. Walking around the armchair, sitting down, feeling the leather give way underneath you, almost like a gentle hug as it surrounds you and enfolds you, feeling so comfortable and at peace as you watch the crackling logs in the fireplace, the yellows, oranges and reds of the small flames, just feeling so peaceful in this place. Such a comfortable, relaxing place to be. And as you lie back in this armchair, in this wonderful place, tranquility, you see that you find relaxation an interesting thing. Because as you relax, that relaxation is a natural part of the way you think and behave. Everyone knows how to relax physically. It's interesting that people don't often think about how they relax mentally. Because when you relax physically, you also find yourself relaxing mentally. However, the opposite is also true. When you relax mentally, you may find your body relaxing more and more, even without thinking about it. And just because you think about relaxation means you can relax more and more. As you enjoy this relaxation, you continue to relax even more deeply because you really enjoy relaxing. Because you are so relaxed, you're enjoying this natural feeling, and as a result, you relax even more deeply in this wonderful, peaceful place that you know you can return to any time. In all the details of this lovely relaxing place, committing them to memory, the peace and tranquility that's here, getting up from the armchair and walking out of the door to this room and leaving the building from a different door from the one you came in. Going outside again, you find yourself back on the wooden walkway on the other side of the building, walking over the small wooden bridge on the walkway, across to the mainland again, and walking back the way you came, back towards the boathouse with a small boat moored there. Walking towards that, going closer to the boat this time, you can see that there are cushions on the bottom of the boat, blue and white striped cushions. And stepping into the boat, feeling it very gently rock beneath you, very entirely safe and secure in it. And lying back on the cushions, one of the cushions is just at the right height for you to lie back on and look out over the loch. Feeling relaxed as you lie here, hearing the bird sounds in the distance and watching the mountains as the sun starts to go towards the mountains and go behind them, lighting up with golds and oranges the mountains that were once purple and giving the glow to the building that you were in just moments ago. Lying back in this boat, feeling a gentle movement of the boat underneath you. Just watching as the sun goes down. Just enjoying the peace of this place as twilight comes in. And you just enjoy the warmth of the evening and the warm summer's day that there has been. Such a peaceful place to be in the sunset as the sun continues to go down. You gently rock slightly in the boat on the loch. You can just make out the swans as they start to disappear, the gentle movements as they go behind the island, and the sun goes down completely. The velvety sky above, with bright, brilliant stars scattered all over the sky. No light pollution here to destroy all those star light. And the velvety warmth of the sky as you settle back, just hearing the gentle noises of the loch as it settles. And the peace of this day, the warmth of the evening, and the velvety appearance of the sky above. It's totally at peace. And in a moment, in your own time, coming back into the room that you're in, feeling refreshed but totally relaxed. Refreshed but relaxed.